I'm talking to Rob Lind, a sax player from the original garage rock band, The Sonics, back for an invitational. Is that what it takes to get The Sonics out these days?
That's all it takes. It's one phone call. We had so much fun the last time we were down, which was our first trip to Australia, that we've just been looking for the chance to come back again. It's a big cliche, you know, you talk to a rock band and they come into your town and say, oh, yeah. We really are looking forward to Brisbane, you know. And most of the time, it's BS. But in our case, we had so much fun the last time we were down there, we just can't wait to come down again.
Well, there are so many fans of the Sonics. Whenever I see a 60site in Brisbane, and we have a lot, I see a Sonics T-shirt. It's still a huge following for garage in general, but especially the Sonics, who are regarded here as the very first garage rock band. Is that a moniker you're happy with?
You know, how can you not be? It's sort of an honor. At the time, there was no such thing as garage or punk, or any, we didn't have any labels. In that part of the country where we're from, the Pacific Northwest, there were a lot of rock bands, and we lived in a waterfront town, Tacoma. Our dads were all blue-collar guys. The next town up was Seattle, which is a big metropolitan city. So the rock bands up there were all more jazzy-oriented. They played a lot of shuffles and a lot of rhythm and blues and swingy stuff, whereas us down there, we wanted to play Little Richard. We started right out doing 4-4 rock and roll, 1-4-5, and screaming, and I guess we're doing it right now.
How did you stumble across this sound? I've been trying to figure out where garage started, because I heard a story that the Kinks stuck forks into their speakers, and I know they started the same year as the Sonics, 63, and by coincidence, two brothers started that band as well. Do you know if that's true, that people started messing with their speakers to create that distorted guitar sound that was part of garage?
Our original guitar player, Larry Paripa, he used to get questioned all the time. He had holes in his amp speakers with an ice pick and stuff. He never did that. It's just the way we played. We wanted to play hard. The Sonics in the 60s, the whole was better than the sum of the parts. Individually, we weren't jazz musicians. We were pretty simple, and we just wanted to play hard. We wanted to be, if you'll forgive me for the use of the term, we wanted to be badasses. We wanted to rock and roll, you know, and we thought playing clean guitar and jazzy playing sax, we thought that was lightweight. So Larry played as nasty as he could on the guitar. He used heavy-duty picks and filed grooves in them to get more distortion. And instead of playing jazz sax, I taught myself to play dirty with more of a growl, more gravel. Our drummer, Bob Bennett, was just pounding the tar out of the drums, and then Jerry over there is screaming and pounding on the keyboards, and you put all that together, and that's where that sound came out of. It just kind of happened. That's the way we were. When did you decide to invent garage rock? We were just playing Little Richard, you know, it just kind of happened that somebody called it garage.
Didn't you audition for Etiquette Records in a garage, a mechanics garage?
That's urban legend. Our manager at the time, Buck Ormsby, was doing a little self-promotion. He said, yeah, I discovered the Sonics in a garage, and they auditioned. No, that's not the truth. We had been playing for a year, and we knew that one of the local guys had a record company, and their band, the Wailers, put some records out on it. So we were actually in the basement of Bob Bennett's mom and dad's house. And we set up down there, and we invited Buck over to listen to us to audition for his record company, and that's where The Witch came from. But, yeah, that stuff about Sonics playing in a garage, that I hate to burst the bubble, but that never happened. You could call us basement rock, because that's where we were when we had Buck come over and listen to us.
Who came up with the term, then, garage rock? Where did that come from?
You know, Alex, you got me. Like I say, that was hung on us long after the 60s. Hmm. Same thing with punk. We got called punk a lot. We weren't really played kind of distorted, but we weren't really like the Ramones or the Clash, bona fide punk rock bands.
No.
Green, I love all those guys, but we were a little bit different. I don't know, to tell you the truth. That just got hung on us.
All right.
We had nothing to do with it. I just woke up one morning and found that I had played in a band that started garage rock. I had nothing to do with it.
I'm talking to Rob Lind, original sax player from the Sonics, the band that started garage rock way back in 1963 in the mid-northwest of America. And Rob, the band only went until 1968 officially in its first run, and then you just stopped playing?
Well, band kind of broke up, and it's not like you always hear about rock and roll bands, I hate you, I never want to see you again, that kind of, it wasn't that way. It just, life kind of hit us. The Vietnam War was going on, and I got a draft notice my last semester of college, and they were going to take me right there, and I went to see the Navy, and the Navy said, well, go back and finish your semester and get your degree, and then we'll send you to flight school. So that's what happened. I graduated from university, and 2 weeks later, I was bald doing push-ups down in Florida somewhere. And I became a United States Navy carrier pilot. I was flying the A-6 Intruder off the carrier USS Coral Sea off the coast of Vietnam. Wound up working through the airlines. I worked for a couple of years in Hollywood directing TV commercials. But I still had flying in my blood, so I went to the airlines and started an airline career till I retired. About that time, the Sonics Act 2 started happening again, and that's where I am today.
This is Rob Lind from the Sonics, and I want to thank you very much for talking to our audience on Triple Z, and we look forward to the Sonics coming back to Australia September 29th at the Triffid.
Yeah, that's great. And any of our fans or listeners in Australia right now, I offer the invitation, come see us. Come see the Sonics, because we're going to make the floor move under your feet. I promise you.